Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. How's it going, y'all? We are glad to have you back. We're doing this three times a week now, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm putting new shows up there on SoundCloud, iTunes, podcasting apps. We're also recording live right now on both Facebook and Twitter. This is the first time we've done it on Twitter, but I have a new setup, which means I can do more cameras. So if you want to watch the show and you're bored, we do it in the evenings, usually on Tuesday or Wednesday night. So keep an eye peeled for that. We are the number one anarcho-comedy radio show on any station across the nation. We are broadcasting out of Columbus, Ohio, the heartland. We are planning on bringing this to the big city, Chicago, Illinois, next Thursday, March 2nd, 7 p.m. Doors will be opening, 8 p.m. we'll start the show. We have special guest, Chuck Mertz from This Is Hell Radio, fucking legend in broadcasting. We have previous guest Arish Singh, Arishish, on Twitter to do some fucking hilarious jokes with us. And then also Twitter user at Lynn Zetta, professional comedian in Chicago that came all the way from Columbus. So I can't wait to talk to Lindsay about her experience. I am not drinking today, so I'm feeling pretty based because some of these topics that we're going to get in here require a little bit more open thinking. I need the neural net to be on full blast.
Made a good decision today because, I mean, we covered, you know, the hardcore stuff on the last show. I think we tackled some important issues in the last show.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not to say that what I'm going to tackle tonight isn't extremely important.
Right, but you know, but the policing is an important matter. The Columbus summer policing program is something that has to be stopped. We can't keep going down this route. So that is something we have to mention on the show.
Yeah.
But there are other subjects, though, that kind of slip through the cracks.
Right. I want to start this out by, like, now that I know you're not drunk and you're just high on marijuana, you got some kratom in you, that your neurons are probably really fire ready.
I'm focused.
Ready
I'm
for so some focused. Information. You'll know. You know our threats. You know things that are safe. And
dialed in.
I'm going to start this thing with, have you heard about I think it's the Kayla doll. Any of the story about this?
I have not heard anything about the Kayla doll.
Well, I think you're going to like this story. Kayla is a blonde, bright-eyed doll that chatters about horses and hobbies. She plays games and accurately answers questions about the world at large. She could also be eavesdropping on your child.
Oh, God. So it's Chatty Cathy.
It is. It is a toy. A Teddy Ruxpin, if you will. If you're looking for a more, like, well, from my time, it would be Teddy Ruxpin. I don't know what your time brought, but there was always a doll that was like, I haven't seen this. My kid's 12. She doesn't really play with fancy dolls.
My kid's right ready for this, though, yeah. I think.
My kid was went through American Girl doll time.
Oh.
That was what was big back then. You spent $200 on your doll.
Yeah, they've cheapened it too, man. Those things are going to be at Target.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, now that they put them in all the malls and stuff, I'm like, this, it's over. It's no longer boutique-y.
Yeah.
It's like everybody has it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Everybody did. They have ones like them at Target that are the same size so you can put the clothes on them.
And people, nah, they got to be the real thing.
Yeah, no. I mean, I tried the cheap one. Okay.
Right. Like, didn't pass.
This one's only $50. I'll just hook this up for. And an American Girl doll isn't a threat, by the way. It didn't even have a battery. You didn't have to put a battery in.
That is nice. It's just simple molded plastic.
So that's the stark warning parents in Germany received on Friday from the country's telecommunications watchdog, the Federal Network Agency, which said hackers could use the doll to steal personal data by recording private conversations over an insecure Bluetooth connection. So
that's intense.
They're just saying, I mean, if you have that doll in your house,
then Your ADD addled 12-year-old neighbor is going to hack into it and fuck with your banking information.
I mean, even really the state would love it if everybody just like, because they even have the power to make Kayla the must-have doll. You get in a nice significant number of houses. That's how they get the bug into some people's houses. Other ones like me and you, we just willingly give our information up any possible time we can.
No, I've actually breached this, and a lot of people freaked out when I showed it, but Alexa is mine. I mean, Alexa is paying attention to everything that gets said upstairs.
Right. Yeah, so they got one in your house. At least in Germany, they're hip to it. Like, hey.
Right.
You know, this is a bad
idea. Kind of far-fetched, though, but...
You think it is?
Yeah, because how you got to be within like 30 feet of something to get a Bluetooth connection. So it would have to be someone like hanging outside your window and tapping into it.
I mean, I'm sure you could put a little bit of aluminum foil on the end of the Bluetooth antenna and get a few more feet out of it.
Well, maybe. Well, what if we were to get aluminum foil hats to put on the doll to like scramble the waves?
Well, I mean, that's why it's safe. I have an aluminum foil insert in my hat at all times. Right. I don't have to. I'm not worried about bringing in a spy doll. Like I said, I give my information up anyway. You know, none of my social media is very private.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. But your thoughts, though, are contained inside of your brain because you've got that insulator on top.
Yeah. And they can't get to them.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I've always wanted one of the. I'm telling you, that's something I always wanted to sell in the store is aluminum foil inserts for baseball caps. Because nobody wants to wear an aluminum hat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's around silly. The house. It's not going to work. It's like riding a Segway.
Yeah, people are going to goof on you if you wear an aluminum. If you wear one on your head, that's people. I'm going to make fun of you, to tell you the truth. But I understand the fear. And that's what I think this dog gets to is like paranoia. When I was like a teenager, we thought everything was hacked. You know what I mean? Even then, but it was only by the government. It was like when I would call my weed guy, whose name was Jeremy, I always had to call him Frank. And tell him I wanted Skittles, and it was like this.
Yeah, and it's a motherfucker that is probably got fronted the weed, has nothing on him, doesn't have a nickel to his name.
He sometimes makes like $35
right
on his ounce
selling to smoke.
Yeah. I mean, and he's living a fine life, but like,
yeah, they aren't looking for him. They aren't tapping his phones.
You think those are the people that are freaked out about this doll? Like the small time weed dealer would be the type of person who'd be nervous about the doll.
Get
right?
that fucking doll out of this house.
You just called me by my real name? What the hell, dude?
But I don't know. But the thing is, man, those PlayStations and Xboxes is listening in on us too, right?
True.
Cell phones even, they say they can do it.
Yeah, and
they
Germany-
did a hot mic in 24.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can always figure they if they're close enough to hack in with the Bluetooth, then they could slide one of those things under your door and look around like from Splinter Cell.
I'm going to have to rate. We're going to have to start rating the threat levels of these things.
On a scale of 1
mild,
to 10.
Very mild. I mean, it's a 3.
Yeah.
Everything's out there. Everything's out there. And this one, I can understand. I understand why Alexa is a problem, but a doll that is. A doll that isn't connected to the internet isn't that big of a threat in my mind.
Yeah.
Although if people want to have like a big doll burning party, I'll go to that. I'll be the ringmaster.
I mean,
I'll ride a motorcycle over it.
I'm reading the article now, and like before, I'm seeing later on into the article where they talk about how they're really sensitive to like spying technology in Germany because of the communist, when the Russians and also the Nazis happened there. So they're like, no, you don't bring a recorder in your house. And like, I think we should be thinking about that kind of stuff.
Oh, I am too.
In the United States now.
I mean, I honestly, I've switched to Signal for a lot of text messaging now. I was going to tell you to do the same. But I've started doing secure text messaging with certain people, and a lot of folks around me just started doing it as well because It's happening. They're monitoring people in some of these activist organizations.
Yeah, somebody asked me to move to Signal to talk about drugs one time while I'm sitting in DMs, like, well, you know, I really love drugs. And
right, right.
I mean, but I just talk about what I do. You know what I mean? I'm not selling anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they can't really. I don't think they can do anything about that. It's if you're moving it.
Yeah, I'm not moving it. I was actually bummed that next month's zine is about drugs and I couldn't just make my page out of LSD.
Yeah, we should just do a blotter sheet in there. That would be amazing.
Like my piece just said, this is my piece. Take this and you'll see what I was thinking. Take this right. With 100 of your friends, man.
I've imbued this with my energy. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. I would love to do that. Or maybe squish up a little bud in there. Didn't Cheech and Chong did that in one of their records. They threw some weed flakes in there.
Yeah. Kiss put their blood in a comic book.
Okay.
You want to put our blood in something for people?
We can do that.
No, actually, I'm afraid of needles. Sorry.
Someone will use it. I don't want to get it used against me, though. Yeah. I don't want to get cloned.
I don't want to get voodoo dolled. Oh, I want to get cloned. I don't care to get cloned. I guess it depends on what they're going to use the clone for, but...
Yeah.
It'd take them, like, 37 years to
like, no, fast incubation style cloning, where they pull you out of like a jelly.
Ugh.
They just speed it up, over a few week process.
You're all messed up, though. Like, you don't know anything. They can't.
Yeah, you wake up stupid as hell. They can't teach you.
Yeah,
they
can't. I'm too smart for them.
It's multiplicity style.
Oh, is what you're stuck with. Yeah. I mean, that's your...
That was a hit movie. That's a goddamn hit movie. Everybody loved that movie.
Well, I know what you're talking about now just because you said multiplicity.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, that's what he quit being Batman for all you younger listeners.
That's true. Yeah, he was going to do something more serious. Not serious, but not as serious as Batman?
No, I mean, Batman's very serious.
He is too serious.
In 2000, in these times. Back then, he wasn't as serious, though. It's just Michael Keaton, who plays Ray Kroc... In the new movie, The Founder, which...
Yeah, I feel like we're getting paid to advertise for that thing.
Right? No, well, we didn't talk about it on the actual show. Oh, yesterday. You're right.
So what's your threat level on this doll, then? What are you rating it?
I mean, I don't like it.
Okay, so that puts you above 5.
6, probably. Like I said, I don't like anything that records, like, the privacy. Like, I don't want things in people's houses, I guess. But then again, like, I mean... It isn't beyond the Illuminati to do something like this, right? Like, they have all the tools to make Kayla the best doll you could ever buy. I just think that, like, I don't know. I don't hear much about Kayla, to tell you the truth. And I got a lot of little girls in my life.
Okay.
So, like, maybe the threat level is 4 because it's kind of scary, right? Because people hear it. But it's also 4 because
I know what this
is. It's not burning the world down here. Like, not everybody has them.
This is an undercover marketing campaign for disgusted dads that want to send their daughter home to the mom's house when boyfriend's around so they can hide in the bushes on their phone and listen to the goddamn conversations.
Oh, my God.
But the company can't outright say this is a spying device, but that's what they're saying. Anybody that gave their child this doll could listen in on them, even when Roger's over.
So Bad Dads is who funded the K, and it's even got like Kayla's the name, which is like, well, name her Kayla. That's what all them little kids, that's the name them little kids like.
Well, no, that, I mean, yeah, that's just all of the names in the post, then all the names in the 21st century have a Y in the middle. The most, you know, they've moved that to the Jaden, Aiden, Brayden, Caden.
Yeah.
Braylon, all of that stuff. Yeah, they put the Y true. Sound in the middle.
Yeah, so a 4. It's a 4 threat. Because, okay. Like I said, it's not that appealing of a toy. That's the issue.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It doesn't get to enough people. But like, in Germany, I would say, because of their history, that's a 7. But I would also say that because of our current political climate, it's an 8.
Yeah, I'm the same, man. I try not to be afraid, but I also do understand that it could be flipped very easily.
It's just a tool. You don't want to give them a tool.
Right.
It's a fucking tool for, I mean, I don't know what. Like I said, it probably doesn't have the greatest recording device or anything, but like, you know, whenever I want to say something illegal, I go stand in my kid's room next to their toy box to do it. That is the...
Least likely place to be bugged.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I go and stand. Yeah. I mean, it's not too dangerous. You convinced me that it's not that dangerous, Brett.
Sorry. I'm just trying
to... I thought you'd be a little nervous about it, but...
I unfortunately am not a privacy person, and I don't care at all. I don't know. I can never... I know how much of it that's going on to not be recorded and counted and all of that. It just would require, like, leaving society.
We've done a bad job.
I'm married into, like, a normie life. So, we can't just get paid in cash and carry around old Nokia cell phones.
Yeah. My wife would never, yeah. My wife, like I said on the last show, my wife just discovered Rickrolling, okay? Like, we don't come from fancy people here.
Yeah, and I'm not ready to do the full unplugging.
Yeah, I can't.
But, I mean, it is. I mean,
I understand people that are nervous about it. We should be.
Yeah.
Where everything about us screams that we should be nervous about it. And I always thought, I always understood people who wanted to use, like, the secret email account and what, like, didn't have Gmail. They go to DuckDuckGo.
Right.
Instead of Google and stuff. Like, I understand what they're doing. Like I said, I grew up with a lot of paranoid people. People that come from where I come from are naturally very paranoid.
That's my dad.
Maybe it's just like what happens when you don't have any real fears. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in a place where, like, you didn't have to worry about getting shot or anything like that. You know, you might get punched or whatever, but that's not deathly scary. So you sit around and think, like, man, the government's listening to us every second of the day. We always thought that.
And they are, though, but it's just that you're not doing anything interesting, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I think even at that, they'd have to come and find you. You know, when you say they're listening to everything you say, they have the ability to listen to everything you say. They're not actually doing it. Yeah. You know, it took me a long time to get I feel like I was more paranoid than I should have been for when I was younger. You know what I mean? And then now that I think about it, I was like, man, I'm just not a target. I'm not like an influential person.
Yeah.
I'm not somebody that's, like, changing minds, and I'm not somebody that's, like, high on the crime scale. I'm not high enough up there. Even at my most criminal moments in my life, I was nowhere near, like, somebody that the government would have to check into.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't break the right kinds of laws, I guess, is the real
thing. I don't go big. I'm too much of a chicken to go all the way with the drug dealing.
I speed in my car. I apologize for that. I know that's probably bad. I do that, and then I buy drugs.
Yeah, but I have considered it, and I think you can still have staged conversations in front of Alexa when it's not around. You know what I mean? So you could totally throw the cops off of you if you just go stand in front of that thing and say, gee, I can't wait and go do this later today.
Are you doing that?
I am going to start.
You're going to you're going to start talking about doing things that you don't have any interest in doing to confuse them.
Well,
that's like my Facebook page.
Right.
Like, you could look at the pages I like and all the pages and groups I'm affiliated with, and you would never figure out who I am. It's almost like, it's very open, but it's still private in a weird way, because you can't get any picture of who I am by looking at that.
Right. I mean, I guess it's more indicative of the type of person that's trying to consume all of that, the irony boy category.
Yeah, I don't think that's weird, though. I think there are a lot of
irony girls, too. There's a lot of them.
Well, no, I think there are even just a lot of people that are interested in... and how other people talk.
I don't think that's true.
I only know a few other ones, like, on real that are
life.
On Twitter, but I'm saying that, like, in our world, I assume
the
world that we're talking to at this show, I would assume there's a lot of people that want to know what's going on in the world, but I mean, like,
that's
I bring it to them. Like, they get it they get it refined down to a good, like what's good. You know what I mean? When they follow me to look at it, instead of them going over there and turning their Facebook feed into a toxic waste dump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that this segment is, I mean, we do a show from a place where you have to know all the news.
Right.
Like, that's the condition for us, like at least what's going on. But I think at large, people are actually really in like their pantsuit nation echo chamber.
Right, yeah, I know that. Because I tell my wife things. You know what's in the news this week that makes Brett and I always seem like the craziest people is Kyrie Irving is a flat. Said he has questions about the shape of the earth. And as soon as somebody says flat earth, they tag us. You know
yeah,
what I
we
mean?
Did. Yeah, thank you to everybody that let us know. We're proud to be the leaders of the flat earth conversation, an open conversation that doesn't seek to mock or ridicule anybody. I mean, I'm actually kind of interested because Kyrie, now he's on a level above me. So I'm looking up to him. He knows more than I do.
He is, yes.
He's been on more airplanes than I have.
Exactly. He's been to a lot of way. That's a good point, too. This Kyrie Irving, AJ Styles is the other one.
Oh, you're giving it all away.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They travel all around the world all the time. Brett and I have, I mean, we're excited because we're going to Chicago for 3 days because I've only been there one other time.
Yeah, I mean, especially someone that's been to the other side of the world, like AJ Styles, also this week said that he had some questions.
Questions. That's the thing that ball earthers are like, you have got, that's the difference here. Flat earthers, we do call you ball earthers, but that's only because you're so insistent.
Dogmatic.
On letting
zealots.
You're so insistent on making sure everybody knows what shape you think the earth is, and you have to make sure that if somebody disagrees with you, that they're ridiculed out of the system, right?
Yeah, they want to make sure that no one can ask if there is an affirmament that is over top of the earth. Like, we're not even allowed to just say that. Hey, why is there a lens flare? It seems like there's a gigantic piece of glass over top of us. What's that about?
I mean, you can ask that question. I heard somebody even, I saw another one of our question askers brethren out there suggested this dome. He said, you know, we need to leave this dome shit in the past,
okay.
Guys. What if it's just an infinite plane?
That's most likely what we're dealing with.
I mean, that sounds more science-y than dome, I guess.
Yeah, and that also, then you can also pull in some of those scientists that suggest we are inside of some sort of computer rendering, like a Matrix type world.
Well, if you,
like they, some of those goofy like eggheads have said that's a possibility.
Yeah,
that it's a simulation.
But no goofy eggheads will say, I think the earth might be flat or
right.
Infinite plane. They would never question whether they really went to space, because that would get them kicked out. You'd get kicked out of science. That's like they're nicer to people that deny climate change than they are flat earthers.
That's true. That's true. And AJ Styles and Kyrie Irving have probably been on a boat that didn't go down over the horizon.
Right.
Because we've yet to see that on film.
Kyrie Irving is around balls all the time, basketballs. I think when he looks at it, he's like, no way, we don't live on one of those. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to, what's it sitting on? What's this sitting on? If it's a ball, it's going to start rolling around and everybody would get crushed. And now if it's a big giant mat, like a big piece of sod, God sod that he laid out for us, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lot easier to understand than saying something, you know, the size of a planet is just hurling through the galaxy. Supposedly we're going, what, a 500,000 miles an hour something?
Pretty settled, really.
100,
you ask
300,000.
You don't. You're asking too many questions for my comfort level now.
Oh, what?
No, I'm like, it's always like that's where they get you. Is like people get real nervous about me. Like I think there are people on Twitter who maybe just started following me that's getting a touch nervous about my flat Earth.
I don't give a fuck. I think it's cooler than round Earth. It's way better. I mean, it's like the established shit. There's no excitement there's no possibility, there's no hope in a round earth, It's just whatever. We just have to listen to what the government says, whatever the government scientists tell us it is, you know?
What if it's an infinite plane and then just above it, there's another infinite plane that's heaven? And that's like how the whole gimmick works.
Okay. Like a Mario world. Like when you bounce on a music note box and go up into the clouds.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a better world. Like where you just, you get to go up there and like the minimum wage is a living wage and, you know, everybody gets to have a car that works. Or maybe even some...
This is your heaven.
Free health care.
Your heaven is just people still... People spend enough time at work.
I'm not saying
I just hope they get a good job up in the sky.
Four hours a day. I'm talking about...
Oh, 4 hours.
Like, when you
day.
Go to heaven, it's just basically this
life.
Yeah,
you got
to
do something.
Yeah.
You have to have a little bit of work, and 4 hours is good.
You get bored if you don't.
I know.
Listen.
Just pull your own hair out.
Well, yeah. Because
don't shower or change your fucking clothes.
Well, it's like, I'm just looking at my personality type, where if they didn't make me... earn money or something. Like, I'm not saying I need to be struggling the way that I am, but I'm saying, like, I'm lazy as hell, man. Like, if somebody doesn't make me do something, I might not do anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if the and that's the thing that debunks all that conservative memes, is that if the government was handing out free paychecks to watch TV all day, I'd be doing it.
Yeah, you're exactly. Because, like, that is... That's the path of least resistance for me, right? That's what I want to be doing.
You just fall into that life.
Yeah, I got to that point. When I was working for the cable company, I had all the channels for free. You know, 7 years I had that goddamn life, and it's easier than hell, man. I would take that for heaven. And you can smoke cigarettes and they're not unhealthy there. They're like vitamins. You have to get up every day and smoke a pack of cigarettes to feel maximum good.
Yeah, you get to go have coffee in a tin cup and lean on a clapboard fence and just look out at some like plateaus and smoke a fucking cigarette.
God, I wish I could just spend like 8 hours a day in a break room in like the smoking area of a break place. Like, they would hire me to entertain the employees when they come in for their lunch. Like, if somebody wants to come and sit at the table with Brett and I, we'll chat them up and have like a break. Cause I did like break and lunch. When I had a job at one point where they would let me just go off the clock for an hour and hang out in the break room. And I would choose that. Like all the time,
right? Because you mean they didn't want to pay you, or like they're like, "Hey, man, we're gonna have a truck later today. You want to go fuck around in the break room? Yeah, get paid."
Yeah, and it would be like me and three dudes, or me and
playing
you
paper
know,
football,
me
or
and friends, and we would just go sit. We'd go smoke cigarettes, and then we'd go outside. We'd go outside and smoke cigarettes, hang out in the parking lot until somebody came back out and made us clock back in. It was actually pretty stupid. But they didn't want to let us have the rest of the day off, you know, because a call center, it can get busy at any time. So they were like really getting the best of both worlds out of us.
I think also in heaven, smoking will be more like cigarette ads, like the way they used to be. Like, you'll be smoking while you're kayaking and mountain biking and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes them less.
Doing motocross.
Yeah, it probably makes them less unhealthy, really, if you're like exercising double. If you're climbing fucking mountains, dude.
Yeah, you're kind of balancing it out. That sweet mountain air kind of levels things out.
Yeah. You imagine somebody gets to the top of the mountain. The air's fucking all thin and shit. The first thing they want to do is smoke a cigarette.
A rich menthol cigarette.
Before they even take a drink of water. Like, they...
Yeah, that's heaven, baby. That would be heaven right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And instead of water, Kool-Aid was healthier than water there. So, like...
This is heaven you're talking
about. The bare minimum drink you get is Kool-Aid that's healthy.
So flat earth creates a situation where when someone says it out loud, other people are forced to react.
It eats your brand. Yeah. I mean, like,
you saw, like, the NBA had to come out, and one of the team owners had to come out and say, like,
yeah,
I believe in heliospheric.
Yeah.
Setup.
I believe that the earth is round. Notice, like, cause AJ Styles is the guy that's asking questions. Well, it wasn't like Vince McMahon made him come on TV and say, I think the, you know, what shape he thinks the earth is. It was Daniel Bryan that was like, hey, we can get it out there that AJ thinks he's got questions about the shape of the earth. He thinks the earth is flat. And all AJ said is, I think they got some good, some pretty interesting points when they explain it, which I've had it explained to me a few times. And I got to tell you, a conversation with a flat earther, if you're not like intent on changing their minds, it is always interesting.
That's true. There's a lot to be gained from it.
I mean, just like they see the world so much different than you do. Like they're not operating inside of, I mean, I've found that when I speak to people who think the earth is flat, I mean, they don't fucking believe anything. Like
it's all a lie.
Everything's a lie, you know, in some way. Anything that's happened in history was a lie, and any science is a lie. Like, oh shit. Because a lot of flat earth is about debunking the Big Bang, you know?
Yeah, and it is a faith-based thing, which AJ Styles is a man of faith.
He's very, yeah, too faithful.
Yeah, if God put his firmament up there, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's how the world works. We're still going to praise the Lord, no matter if it's flat or round.
If I was a 39-year-old man still operating at the level that he's operating right now, like I wouldn't have a hard time believing in God either.
That's true. Yeah, I had a moment the other day where I thought about a song, and then when I got in the car and turned on my phone, it did like the random and it played a song by the artist I was thinking about. And I was like, I think that's some sort of sign that's pointing me in the direction. I think Street Fight has some good stuff coming based upon this synchronicity.
Yeah. 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 I mean,
it is so easy. Like God is great when you got the, like when you're one of the best professional wrestlers in the world.
Yeah. When you're probably, I mean, a lot of people call him the best professional wrestler in the world. Some of them call him one of the best in the history of the sport. I mean, like,
I mean, he's for this generation, he is the biggest deal, I think.
I mean, even just talent wise, like just even like how good he is at, like, he's good at every facet of his job. And at this point is operating at the very top level of his job. Right. You know what I mean? And he believes in God because, like, I mean, I would probably believe in God if I was him. You know, people that are, like, rich or something like that. Like, I mean, I understand every one of those people that believe. You right. know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's all fucking horse shit because there's just a lot less magic in the world for me.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, dark magic.
I mean, you're not buying that devil shit. Like, this ain't no devils. It's these motherfuckers right here that took all the goddamn money.
Yeah,
open and shut case, no demons here at all.
Yeah, and it's easy for me to believe we're on a ball hurtling through nothingness because,
yeah, that's,
I just
hopefully it crashes.
Exactly. Like it's easier, like I tend to think that things like the Big Bang and science, for me, the reason that I adhere, the reason I ask questions instead of being a full-time flat earther, right? The reason that I'm just asking questions is because I want to be convinced of something different. Like it's easy for me to believe the chaos of like science. Science is like, it's real mainstream science. Like, really does a good job of explaining things.
Yeah.
But I have an admiration for somebody who's like, y'all believe in, you know, we systems of knowledge, I guess. Like, there can be other systems of knowledge, and there are people that value something else in their system of knowledge that can sometimes lead you to have some kind of anti-science views.
Sure, sure.
And I like something that's somebody that's rebelling against something that we all think is such a concrete truth, you know?
I mean, yeah, it is. And I mean, it's actually, it's a matter of nature. It's just humans. There is no way that you will get 100% of us agree on the shape of the earth. It's a foolhardy quest. There's no possible way in hell that that's happening.
And Brett and I just want to say that it's probably not important that we
I don't. Yeah. I guess. I even said for a while, I mean, Alex Jones people used to hate the right people. Like, they used to all be angry about the government and shit. Now they lick the boots of the government. But at one point, they were, like, super anti-authority. And it's like, I mean, they fucking sound like nuts, but they sound nuts, but they also don't want there to be a police state. So I'm fine with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the reptilian thing, the reason we're so open and fine with it is because, well, the reptilian thing usually ends up being anti-Semitic or racist.
That's true. Yeah, it always goes that route. I like it because I think it's the most plausible and it's also the most fun to me. I think that's for me, like, to think of it just being they live with reptile people. It is way better than, like, really going through how many people are making this happen, you know? Yeah, these conspiracies are, like, hundreds of thousands of people doing, like, governmental jobs and shit to just, you know, fuck with the world.
Yeah, like I said, it's great, like... It's almost more comforting to know that it's probably mostly chaos.
Right.
You know, to not think of it the way that, to just try to think of any other way to frame it. And, you know, a lot of that might have to do with, like, again, not being a really immediate danger. You know what I mean? The people that I know that tend toward flat earth, like live in places that, like, nobody's ever gonna go to. They're not gonna run into.
Yeah, they're not teaching science.
No. Nope.
Yeah,
they would never let it. That's like kind of like, I'm waiting for that discrimination suit.
I think so. That would be nice. The ACLU people would be, why do they take every case? The case of flat earth versus the Board of Education.
Why do they take any case?
Yeah.
Make them Scopes monkey trial that fucking, like, go out, make the ball earthers come out and prove it once and for all.
Yeah. Yeah. Have the grand debate.
I just would love to convince a few, like, I've got a list of celebrities, right? I want to change one person's mind in my life. And I don't care if it's changing a flat earther's mind to ball earth or ball earth to flat earth.
I want to do the, I am not afraid to believe in something that isn't popular or doesn't go with the mainstream. But for me to settle it, I want to go in an airplane and I want to fly in one direction and I want to land at the same place and just feel what that's like.
You said, I want to clarify something. You said you don't want to have, like, you don't feel like you need a mainstream ideas. You know what
No,
I mean?
No.
Yeah. This one, though, is different from being, like, hip. Like, if people look at you like you're profoundly stupid, if you tell
I'm fine with that, though, because I mean, the thing about it is you do get empathy if you do pay attention and listen and you don't get bothered by it and make it your priority to make this person feel like shit. I mean, then you can make a friend. A friend that has something more interesting to say than, like, oh, Jody at the fucking office was being a bitch again, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That is, like, people don't... Because I think one of the concepts that we have for the third show is for us to start telling our wives some of what we talk about on the radio, right? And, like, I'm really excited to hear what they think. Like,
Erica won't have any of this flat earth shit. I think she's very direct. And if something is, like, just absurd, she does it all the time. It makes me, I love it about her. But she will just say, like, someone will be like, what do you think? Isn't this beautiful? And she said, it looks terrible. She'll just say that. If she thinks it looks terrible, she'll say it.
Yeah, yeah. My wife knows a flat earther. Has one in her family, right. So she knows
we
that
gotta
it
get
exists.
That. Yeah, I'm gonna get. We got to get that interview or sit down.
Yeah,
I think let's put that on the schedule.
Yeah. So my wife knows one, and she is completely baffled that.
Yeah, I mean,
like, she can't believe that people believe it. And that tends to be, like, when this Kyrie Irving news came out,
a lot
most
of people
were like, their eyes just got open to it existing.
It's back, baby. I believe it was very popular at one time before. During times of strife, I mean, this is how people are going to find their guiding light.
Yeah, people start just questioning everything. It's like, man, if America's not already great, then maybe it was lying about everything, including the shape of the earth.
I don't know any mild flat earthers. The ones online are usually frenzied. But the ones you know isn't like that.
Well, yeah, but that's not his sole cause either. Like,
to sell the t-shirts.
That's always the thing with me is, like, I don't know if I can get him on here just to talk about flat earth, but I can get him on here to talk about, like, a lot of stuff. Like, he has, I mean, it's a way of looking at the world that's not like anybody else I know.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I mean, I think we need to all take it back. I mean, this show for me is still going to be all about self-determination and make up your own script for your life. The one that makes you feel empowered the most, you know, I think that's what you should do. Fuel your fire and make up a goddamn story on what's going on.
I think the thing that infuriates people most is that there's...
Nobody gives a fuck about science.
I agree. I mean, people that do fucking like love science and like even loved it before. People even that loved it before Facebook and stuff like that. Like, they deeply care about science. But there are some people who are just like, and it might even be there was a period of my life where I cared so much about science. I wanted to know everything. But then I majored in liberal arts. When I went to college, and I was like, I don't know. I like the romantic stuff a little bit more.
I think I've enjoyed reading a ton of science books, and I'm totally into all of the math and shit.
You're in like Neil deGrasse Tyson. The atheist guy.
No. Like the Brian Greene, like the pop, fucking theoretical like physics shit.
You like watching Mythbusters?
Yeah.
Me too. That's about the two most scientific things I ever got into was Junkyard Wars.
What about
the Mythbusters?
Okay. Or the robot fighting league?
Actually, yeah.
BattleBots or something?
I did. I loved BattleBots.
I loved the shit out of that, man. I wish I would have got off my ass and made one.
I always thought I was going to make a BattleBot.
How many fucking dudes, man? Oh, man. So many guys burned through a few thousand dollars just trying, just cut off the end of their pinky or something, you know?
Monster Garage.
Yeah.
Monster Garage was another very scientific show for me.
I think for me, I'm just anti-hierarchy in the way where, like, no subject. Science is not more important than anything else. It's not more important than the arts. It's not more important than... It just has its place. Everything does.
Yeah. B.O.B.
The fanaticism.
B.O.B. is also a flat earther.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And
yeah.
He tweeted on January 24th of 2016, the cities in the background are approximately 16 miles apart. Where is the curve? Please explain this.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you can't see it with the naked eye, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't
get into space. Are we going to get to go space before the Earth gets too hot to live on?
I'm going to tell you the truth, dude. I think that stuff's going to... They'll probably fly us right up to space and just leave us there. We'll send a society behind you.
They just found a bunch of new Earths, though, right? A new solar system that has habitable planets. I saw that today.
Right on.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It sounds like basically Battlestar Galactica, what happened in that show.
Yeah. It's time to start looking, I think.
Yeah, so one of our children would be the mitochondrial Eve in space.
Okay. I don't know what that is. See, I told you. So Tila Tequila, who's a Nazi, too.
Yeah, she's
so
awful.
So, you know, she's terrible. But she also is a flat earther.
Okay, see, yeah, that's the nasty stuff that gets mixed in there when you start questioning too much.
And it's just all, we have all types. It's a big tent.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
B.O.B., Tequila. Sherry Shepherd from The View.
What?
She's a flat earth. She said, I don't know if she doesn't know that the earth is round. She said it right on the show.
Okay.
Is the world flat? I've never thought about it. Those words from a 2007 episode of The View would continue to haunt former co-host Shepard.
Oh, wow. Are they really, it fucks with you that bad?
I told you, dude. That's what I'm saying. No. Brett does. I mean,
I'm playing too much.
No, you're good. No, I love it.
I really wouldn't be surprised if it was a flat earth. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Matrix situation.
In the end, you slowly morphing into a flat earther on a podcast is just as fascinating as you railing against it.
If shit doesn't go my way and I have to find something to be perpetually angry about, it's going to be about the shape of the earth. I'm going to treat everybody like shit. I'm going to be such a bully about it. And it's going to make that people be like, I mean, he must know something.
Yeah. People will shut you out of your lives really easy if you're a flat earther. It's serious, man. People get up
the first birthday party.
Yeah. She
is this gravity? And then you throw a fucking plate against the wall.
Well, here's what El Sherry Shepard said, which is basically the street fight. So it's basically the street fight motto here. Is the world flat? I've never thought about it. I'll tell you what I have thought about. How I'm going to feed my child.
And amen.
That should be on our crest.
That's true.
For street fights.
How the fuck am I supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat if I can only have a part-time job and they'll fire me if I get another part-time job?
Hey, you know, I like that. Hey, how am I supposed to know what shape the earth is? I ain't got time to look at it. I'm on my way to work right now.
I've been looking at my babies and my paycheck. That's all.
Thomas Dolby.
Oh, great. Okay, now, interesting. Now,
you a fan of Thomas Dolby?
Yeah, he's blinded me with science, right?
That is him.
So this guy knows science.
Well, he sang about it once.
She blinded me with science. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that song's about the government, really. If you think about it, the government is the she.
Okay.
And they're blinding all of us.
Yeah. They have NASA's the pretty little eeny weeny bikini number that they're sending up into space. We're looking at the shiny object, so that way we won't pay attention to the carpet earth we're standing on.
Whatever, you know. That's what they use to get us to feel helpless. Science. Hey, man, it's just hurtling through infinity, dude.
Yeah, this moment is 6 billion years in the making.
I hate being... Like, I think this is the most edgy thing we do is be mean to science on this show.
A lot of people do get mad. Like, for those of you that are pissed, you're allowed to be... We know it's bad. There's always someone in Twitter that starts explaining why shit... No, I'll tell you why 6 billion years ago. We can explain it.
Like, my DMs are open.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of explanations after we do, like, anti-science radio. Hey, we're just asking questions. Isn't that the heart of science?
We're sophists.
Someday somebody asked if the earth was round, and then they discovered that it is probably round.
An apple fell on a guy's head.
I'm fairly sure that it's round, okay? That's flat can still be round.
But you haven't seen it with your own eyes be round.
That's it. That's what my whole thing is. It's like... I wish you could prove it to me, like, right here, looking at it. You know? It seems like...
It'd be easier if you could pick it up in your hand and give it, like, a once-over.
I think the truth is it's the same thing with the ICP song. Is like, I don't know how magnets work. Yeah, so when they asked that, I was just like...
And
okay.
The basis of any explanation is still just because they do that way, you know? Like, just say, this exists... And this exists, and then that makes them stick together. So it's because they do.
Yeah. Well, when they asked how the magnets work, people flipped out on them. Yeah.
Went to Google and researched how magnets work and then went out there to yell at somebody.
Yeah. I didn't get mad about it. That's why I think that's the reason I don't get mad about the flat earth or anything, because a lot of people,
That's a brilliant statement. I mean, I think it really does, like, it comes out of left field. Like, I mean, how do they work? I couldn't tell you right now. I don't know.
Yeah. Seems I don't like have magic. I mean, like...
To me, it's magic. I mean, What am I going to tell my daughter? Magic.
I mean, that's all you can really... I mean, I guess you could cloak it by saying it's a law of science. No, this is one of those universal laws of science.
Oh, here's how they always explain it. A bunch of squiggly arrows are jumping out of one object and then going into the other object, while those are the blue squiggly arrows, and then the red squiggly arrows are going from the other object back into the other one.
Yeah.
It's so mostly squiggly arrows.
If you point these...
There's a north and a south. God, every rock he made, put a line right down the middle, put an N and an S on it, and that's just how they come out of the factory.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's magnetic as hell.
And I don't know why you would be mad at ICP for asking that question.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are... Why wouldn't you tutor somebody that's looking for knowledge? I'm kind of an asshole. It yells at somebody for asking a question.
AJ Styles says, "I got questions about the Earth," and motherfuckers are just like, "Ha ha, you
go to school, go to fucking college, and study science, you asshole."
Exactly. Or Kyrie Irving says it. I mean, and the owner of his company that he works for has to come out and disavow him.
Yeah. I've studied quantum physics in college. I was witness several space launches. I'm wearing a NASA t-shirt underneath my Oxford right now.
LeBron James had to comment on it too. They went to the biggest star in the league,
and LeBron's homie. He's with us. We're the same as LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not mad about
it.
Fuck it.
He said, what does it matter? He said, if he wants to believe that, what does that matter?
Especially for him, it's like, I just passed the basketball to my dude, man. We don't talk about the shape of the Earth hardly ever.
It doesn't become a problem. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't become a problem. You can still live your day the same way if someone is thinking something in their head that isn't, you know, government approved correct.
It's just weird. It's just, I think it's like spending the time. Well, I wonder if like the people that are super science, like a Neil deGrasse Tyson's just mad because like he spends all of his time explaining these things. And like,
he seems pretty happy, dude.
I mean, but he spends all, he's always feels the need to explain it. You know what I mean? But like some guy named like Dale in Nebraska is sitting on his back deck in a chair, like drinking a beer and just fucking saying, I don't believe a goddamn thing that man says.
Well, then I did the I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just a social norm thing. I think it really just comes down to people are like, no. Let's not. Come on. There's other shit to think about. Please stop.
Get over here. Hey, get back in here. Get back in this. You're too far out of the box. They want you to think outside of the box, but only a few feet away from it. You get back in here. You're out there questioning like some things we already had settled.
Right.
And you're right. You never get 100% of the people on this planet to agree on anything. It just doesn't matter. I mean,
that seems dumber than believing in flat Earth.
Yeah.
To think that you can get everybody believing in a ball Earth.
Yeah, I can't even think of what you can get everybody to believe in all nothing. At the same time. Like, I can't think of, like, a universal thing, you know?
There's nothing universal about us.
No, definitely not. Every one of us is different. So, yeah, if you were wondering where we stood on flat Earth, you still didn't get answers.
Yeah, you don't know.
You'll never get it. I'm never going to come right out and say anything ever on this subject. Because honestly, if we find out the damn thing's flat, I want to be able to, I told you so, you guys.
I'm holding out.
Yeah. Brett, you sent me a story this week, and I actually had already had it saved in my in the show notes. So I want to make sure we get to this week.
All right.
A Tucson cosmetology student is under investigation for giving free haircuts.
Yeah.
A local cosmetology student in Tucson, not in Columbus, we would never do such a thing, okay, is being investigated for giving free haircuts to homeless in the community. Juan Carlos Montesadoica, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, gringo.
Has given dozens of free haircuts to the homeless at the Santa Rita Park. Oh, he's doing it at a park. He's going to the park. And cutting hair. And you just aren't allowed to do kind things for people in a park.
Yeah, I mean, the government has regulations on what you can and can't do in certain areas. And you have to be surrounded by a cube, a building, to cut hair.
Yeah, I think it's better.
You must
outside.
Have a roof. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't get a haircut outside now.
I used to get it all the time. I used to get I used to get my haircut outside all the time.
Yeah, I was gonna, as a kid, I got my haircut on a deck.
Yeah,
until I was 15 or 14.
I mean, I got my haircut on a deck until like 5 years ago when I just started shaving my head.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of people cutting hair. This is one of those things that I think this is absurd because they're mad because he don't got that blue solution, the payoff from that blue solution company, the comb disinfectant.
Yeah. And he's practicing without a license. That's what the Board of Cosmetology. We've talked about that on the show. We can't I know that it feels really important that your haircut be done well by a licensed person, but it's just, I mean, we can stop.
Unnecessary. He's doing just fine. He knows how to use the scissors. He didn't have anybody spot him while he used the scissors, and he did fine.
What if we let them bust people without a license that are doing bad haircuts? Like, what if we give them that and let them be like the cosmetology police? This thing right here, somebody's just trying to make trouble. You know, somebody is just like, I heard a guy is giving haircuts in a park.
Right.
To homeless people.
That's exactly. It's because they consider it an eyesore is why that is, because they discard these people and then want them to disappear.
Yeah. And they do the same thing with Food Not Bombs.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida, a lot of cities, they make Food Not Bombs illegal.
Florida's Food Not Bombs, I feel like, gets shut down or arrested every single fucking time, or they pour bleach all over the food.
This is Tucson, Arizona, warm places.
Yeah.
They just hate, they're just like, well, I guess more homeless. I would have probably chosen to be homeless if I lived in a warm place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to homeless shame anybody on the streets out there, but I would move my way to a warmer climate.
Well, I mean, if I had grown up in Florida or Arizona or something like that, I probably would have been much more open to it. The outside is like, I'm at war with the outside where I live.
Yeah.
And I have been all my life. I just want to be inside. The outdoors is the most uncomfortable place where I live.
there's little slivers.
Yeah, like 30 days a year are really nice here, but all the rest of them are either way too cold or way too hot.
Yeah, or too muggy.
But yeah, I mean, man, I just feel like the people, if you're going after a homeless, this is one of those things I think about in regards to, like, if you're going after a guy that's cutting homeless people's hair, like, where are your values?
Yeah, what are your morals?
I watched a video just before we recorded of South Carolina, and
put
a guy
hands up.
Took off running and jumped and grabbed a Confederate flag and pulled it down.
That some assholes were waving.
That some guys were waving. The cops grabbed this guy and beat him up.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, think about what you're doing right now.
Yeah, for grabbing a flag. I mean, it's, what's the offense?
Well, I'm saying, why don't the cops think about what they're, like, for a second, just be like, I'm beating up a black man for grabbing a Confederate flag. This is...
Oh, they don't think that way. I mean, they're awful on the inside.
They are awful on the inside. We've proven that in the past two shows.
Yeah, I mean, they don't give a fuck, and most of them fly fucking Confederate flags.
Not That's most
of
true.
Them, but there's a good portion of them. They don't give a fuck about that. But you're right. I mean, they should. I don't understand. It's crazy the way that the world is so skewed that the people wielding that power don't ever think about it. Like, it can be that cold. I mean, it's just so cold to see somebody cutting a homeless people's hair and not do anything but applaud them. It seems insane.
Yeah.
What kind of a world? And this is a Christian nation or whatever, and charity is criminalized, man, in those type of ways. If it's not a transactional type thing, if it's not money and taxes involved and all that shit, I don't know, man. Kindness is outlawed in most cities.
Kindness is against the law. That's going to be one of the other planks of our mayor campaign, is kindness. We're going to make kindness legal again.
The fucking Hawaii mayor was out there, like, kicking people's houses down and
shit. Don't even talk to me about the Hawaii mayor. You people that live in warm places got problems.
Yeah, it
okay?
is. Yeah,
gee, I guess none of our people are great either, but I think it wouldn't play. They would, if they reported on somebody knocking down homeless people's houses or homeless people's like places to sleep here, I think there might be some outrage.
Yeah, I think people like pitying.
I might be thinking.
No, I think people like to think they're so great because they can show empathy for a homeless person. Like it's that hard.
Yeah, but they do every once in a while go and knock camps down that are like under. I mean, and they don't even build them in a place where you could. It's like to say it's an eyesore is like dishonest. And who cares if it's an eyesore? We should be seeing them. You know what I mean? Like we should know. Like fuck, this is how bad shit is. People have to live outside in like a thing they made out of some shopping carts and plywood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know that it, for me, what really scares me about it is that like there's nobody is looking out for, like we've all come together to make this society and we're not looking out for each other in any significant way. Like if I were to get into an accident and lose a little few points off of my IQ, you know, like it, there's nothing there to help assist me when my fucking life falls apart, you know?
No. I mean, they'll take you to a rehab or throw you in a jail or something like that. If you, you know what I mean? There's not really any place to go.
I understand. I mean, I don't, yeah. I mean, and like conservative as an ideology at this point has just become mean-spirited. Anything they can do to be fucking mean-spirited is what they're after.
Yeah. It's mean and dumb. Both. Yeah. It's as dumb as possible and mean, which used to be my character, but now I seem like a compassionate sweetie because of what the government does.
Yeah, and it's flippant and it flies in the face of what people are asking for. Like you said, they're expanding the fucking summer police programming here, even though they've been meeting with the community for months, and they've been told over and over again. Like there is this scholarly lady from Chicago that just released this report that it was pretty big. It came out like a month ago about poverty being a public health crisis. You know, and more a symptom of a biological type thing to do it on the environments that people are brought into. And, man, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. Like they just want the fucking police to go in there and beat people because they don't want to seem like the government or is weak, you know, like their daddy, the conservative daddy can't ever have a soft hand, you know?
No.
Well, he's not the real daddy then.
If he has a soft hand, then he hits you. Like, he's like, I got to strengthen this hand up to hit you with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he never wants you to be. That's what the EB. There's a guy. There's some guy today, some representative that said, like, we need to make sure that people on EBT aren't buying, like, lobster and lobster and escargot. And it's like, nobody buys escargot.
Where do you know you can't get it? And it would be such an astronomical waste of money.
Yeah, they think that like people want to, yeah, they're wasting their money. It's like if they're buying stuff like that, it's for one meal out of the month and they deserve it.
They fucking destroy the oceans. They scrape the fucking oceans until they're dead. You can get a lobster at Aldi for like $4.
They scrape the ocean floor till they're dead.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a bag of... I can go get like 2 pounds of fucking scallops for $7 at Aldi right now. I mean, it's not even... And it's like way better. It's way better than like Hamburger Helper.
That's true. It is, yeah. Well, you're supposed to be eating Hamburger Helper to make yourself
want. Hamburger Help with no help. You don't get the help.
No, you throw that salt away. Throw the seasoning packet in the trash.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Till you get paid a living wage, you can't have the seasoning packet.
And it's all based on this idea. And there's no... It's just because they feel like... They imagine one person is out there having a grand old time watching TV and eating a lobster, and it drives them crazy. This one person is now, we have to fucking meddle in the lives of tons of fucking working people.
Yeah.
You know, it's overwhelming majority of people that are getting SNAP benefits are working.
Oh, they want jobs.
Yeah.
They want a, they would love to take a better job, you know, where they didn't have to get SNAP benefits.
Right.
For
people
sure.
Are most trying people, to not do it.
Yeah. You can't live on them forever, man. I think they take them away after certain amounts of time now.
There's nobody. And I even listened to one time they were saying that like the amount of people that are actually getting paid money that don't work, you like aren't required to be trying to search for a job is less than 1% of like our whole fucking budget.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's negligible. It's like get money away from the army. You see how much money the army's using?
Yeah. Get the money. I mean, get the money back to everybody. I mean, there's enough, I think, to fill up most people's pockets.
Yeah. You know? You could cut most of like a good healthy portion of the army and nothing would change because they just make stuff that they don't even need anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. What is. Yeah. All of that money that's removed from infrastructure and healthcare and like wages and all of that is just being siphoned into pointless, you know, guns.
Yeah.
And ammo.
So you want to hear a funny one last like Republican story for you, Brett, that I think you're going to like. A Republican congressman from Arizona defended the construction of a barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Oh, man, that sounded weird.
A Republican congressman from Arizona defended the construction of a barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border by arguing that a nuclear weapon could be smuggled across the porous border in a bale of marijuana.
Oh, man. I mean, that sounds like a good movie.
Well,
like maybe a Cheech and Chong.
What's the difference between, like, why would they smuggle it across the border in something illegal? If they can smuggle it inside of something legal.
That's
like
true.
Like, even hay. It's like we're bringing hay across the border.
No, we'll strap it in coke. The border patrol is going to be like, look at all that coke. They're going to take all the coke, grab it up, go get pictures taken with it. We got our dirty bomb going out the back door. They won't give a shit about the warhead once they see all this coke.
Man, the way that they think the world works, the way that they think crime works is incredible.
And they're in charge of it. Like, they're in...
I know.
This is actually the people that are supposed to... This isn't just like a dumbass's opinion online. This person actually has a gun and a badge.
This guy's been actually saying this in speeches and stuff since 2012. That marijuana... So it's like the reality is that we have to measure... This is Representative Trent Franks. And he says, the reality, Brianna, is that we have to measure all the costs, ancillary and otherwise, and make the best decisions that we can. But I can suggest to you that there are national security implications here for a porous border. We sometimes used to make that point that if someone wanted to smuggle in a dangerous weapon, even a nuclear weapon, into America, how would they do it? And the suggestion was made. Well, we'll simply hide it in a bale of marijuana. Who made the suggestion? Dumbest criminal?
Yes, that's the problem. The dumbest criminals are in charge of catching criminals.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about it. They're straight-laced, the biggest dorks in the world. And this is their plot to foil a fucking nuclear attack. We're doomed. The point is, the fact of the matter is that y'all are way too stupid to prevent a dirty bomb attack from happening. So it's just because people aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
You can't do shit. We aren't safe from that.
Yeah, it's just, it's harder to do, I guess.
Yeah,
is the thing. It's harder to get the materials.
Yeah.
And I think that is, they're banking on just trying to make sure the materials don't get into anybody's hands.
But that's amazing.
We should let him plan like crimes.
Yeah,
like,
I want him to write it. I want to write him. I see him write a crime movie.
And he's been saying this since 2012. Like in a speech, and this is him in the speech. Okay, specifically, imagine for a moment, Mr. Speaker, the scenario of Hezbollah, one of Iran's terrorist proxies, gaining possession of just two nuclear warheads and bringing them across the border into the United States, concealed in, say, bales of marijuana. This is like he's writing a movie.
Yeah.
I guarantee at some point in the future, somebody writes a really shitty, like, self-published novel.
Right. Under a pen name. I mean, I was just reading popular fiction these days. Mr. Dirk King has written this novel that's quite poignant. If you look at it, he suggested that a dirty bomb could come in right with the marijuana. They could just throw it right on top of the marijuana pile. That's coming, and we know marijuana's coming in here. So just attach a dirty bomb to that. There you go. Now we got a nuclear attack inside our borders.
I think the other implication to him might also be that a dirty bomb, that people that would smuggle marijuana would also have no problem smuggling a dirty bomb. Like, hey, we'll just throw the bomb on there. We'll do it. You know, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's their world, man. I mean, that's
Dumbo.
Yeah, and that's what it is like we are held. We are held to other people's fears. Like, they have control over it just because they have this wild idea. You know, we don't want flat earthers to be in making any public policies. Same way I don't want a guy that thinks that pot smugglers are going to have a dirty bomb. Like, that should be on his Facebook and nowhere else. That guy should not have any sort of decision making when it comes to that.
That's always been such a spectacular failure of the war on terrorism. They've tried for the whole time, but people were already like way too hip, because they were always like, remember the Super Bowl commercial where they're like, if you're buying drugs,
yeah,
you're helping fuel Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. I can't remember how that went. They just painted it that they,
the money all ends up money filtered through hands till it gets to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. You're funding terrorism. It's like, my boy Dookie made this shit in his basement. I saw the grow setup. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I just don't think that my guy is a sophisticated enough
yeah
dude to be involved in international politics.
Yeah, it would be very surprising to find out that this guy that just travels around to different jam band festivals is filtering money into terrorism.
Yeah, I can't buy into that. He's against terrorism. Like, every drug dealer I know has deeply problematic foreign policy views.
You're right. It's part of the job, it seems like.
Yeah, just they watch TV all day.
Yeah, it rots the brain.
Yeah. All right, man. I think you're going to get a next show with probably my family.
Yeah.
And it's me and the fam. And I got Dank Metal coming up soon for that third show. It's happening. It's all popping off, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody supporting us. If you didn't know, you can do that by going to patreon.com/streetfightradio. It's late in the month. Now, y'all got your Kratom and your zine subscriptions, and we were packing it up tonight. That shit is in the mail. You know, it takes weeks to get stuff made, so we promise to keep these going, and we are on time with the delivery. My Kratom just came in, but, like, our budget is still super tight. Like, I couldn't order the Kratom until the 15th because I was counting too many eggs before they hatched. And so any financial support you can give to us, we would greatly appreciate it. Remember, the $5 level, you're going to get those videos every single month. If you pay $5, you can also get the zines, and then $10 total if you want the videos and the zines. We also got Kratom, and you'll get the videos. So that's 25 grams of Kratom every single month. This month is White Tie. That's that fire shit. And you'll get 25 grams for $10. You can give it a shot. It's a couple tablespoons, you know, six teaspoons. So you can figure it out. $10, that's all. You'll get a sticker as well. And if you want to get the Kratom, you want to get the zine, and you want to get all the videos, we have Loot Zine Kratom for only $13 a month. You'll get some Kratom and a zine in the mail every single month. The zine is done. I was really nervous because I ordered it, and I was totally sure that I probably fucked up the ordering and the PDF and that it was going to be all jumbled up. But it's all safe and sound. It looks fucking great. And we have next month, you got to get these in before the first as well. Patreon charges the first of the month. And if you didn't get in this month, we do have them for sale. Go to store.streetfightradio.com and you can buy the zine if you're interested. Just $5. We got stories in there from Robin, Cock the Wagon, Felix, Dank Metal.
My sister, me, I have written. And when you want, when you read my writing, you have to read it on paper. I never, I don't write long form on the internet at all.
So no PDF copies.
If you ever wondered what it would look like if I started writing, well, now you can have the chance to see it.
And I drew a picture of Richard Spencer on the back cover with his eye all beat up. So you can see some of my doodling in there as well. Plus people like Secret Awesome, which is another zine purveyor, totally cool guy, Zach. And he is Secret Flotsam on Twitter. Thank you everybody that likes the show and keep tuning in. We'll be back as always for Street Fight. Peace.
Silence, a strong back provides.